And we are going to introduce you today to our pair that's here. And I'm happy that we're going to be able to welcome them. Joe Wilcox is here along with Javonte. And I'm going to start with Javonte. And I'm hoping that I pronounced, is it Javonte or Javonte? Larry, this time of day when I start to make mistakes, actually, whenever I get up is the time of the day when I start to make mistakes. Tell me your name again.
Javonte.
Hey, Javonte, there you are. How old are you?
15.
And what neighborhood do you live in?
Oakland.
Excellent. Where do you go to school?
Alderdice.
Great. And you would be, I'd imagine, a sophomore this year, 10th grade?
Yes.
Excellent. And tell me about your family. Who is there besides you?
I have a little brother and three sisters. I live with my little brother and my mother.
Okay. What's your little brother's name?
Jaden.
So it's got to be nice to have an older brother, I would imagine, in Joe Wilcox here to hang out with. And let's meet him briefly, and then we're going to get back to you. Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
Where are you from?
I live in Mount Lebanon.
And what do you do for a living?
I work in private banking for a local bank.
And what got you interested in the program here?
I had a friend of mine that was involved with Big Brothers, Big Sister, and he had always told me, you know, what a great experience it was for him and encouraged me to do it. So just decided I would follow his advice and do it.
Now, Javonte, how long have you been together?
It'll make 2 years in March.
Wow, that's a long time. Do you remember when you first met?
I do.
Tell me about it.
My mother took me over to East Liberty, and that's when I first met Joe.
And let's see, you're 13, I guess, when you first met, maybe 12, 13 years old. Mm-hmm. What was going through your head at that time?
Had you
ever had a big brother before?
No.
Yeah, and that had to be interesting. What was going through your head, Joe?
I was kind of nervous.
I would be. That's what I was wondering about.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect, and I'm like compulsively on time, so I think I was probably like half an hour early and sitting there by myself, so that made it even, you know, a little more nerve-wracking.
what was the first thing y'all did together?
First thing we did together.
Do you remember?
We went to the hot dog stand in Oakland.
Right, we went to Originals and
the original.
The Apple Store.
Yeah, the Apple Store. We checked out the Apple Store that day too.
Hey, my wife and I, that was our first date.
Oh,
so,
really?
You know, that's a good place to start a relationship.
Right.
chili, cheese, onions, and maybe a small fries. I'm curious. What are the kinds of things you enjoy doing together most now, if there's a way to even narrow it down? Do you find certain things that just really just give you a lot of pleasure?
What do you think, Jay?
As of recently, we've been to Dave and Buster's a few times.
Yeah, we really love to go to Dave and Buster's.
Are you playing against each other or with each other when you go?
Mostly I watch Jay play the games.
What are some of your favorite games, Jay?
It's hard to name, honestly. Yeah.
I like the physical games like skee-ball and the ones that like have a little bit of reality to them when I'm doing them. Have you thought about what may happen after school, after you're done at Alderdice? Are you thinking of college? Or
I would like to go to the Art Institute of Pittsburgh.
Oh, excellent. We have a lot of students, Art Institute students, that are working here. What would you do you think?
Professional movie makeup and design.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. I didn't know you could do that at Art Institute. You know, we were talking this morning about The Wizard of Oz, and which I'm sure you guys have seen. Do you know that the Tin Man, that makeup was aluminum dust, like caked on the skin of the person playing the Tin Man? And the original actor was Buddy Epson, the guy that played and the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, I didn't.
And
know
he had to leave the movie because it was making him sick. Huh. And aluminum dust, I'm sure it's not used anymore, is not a good substance. Is there a kind of movie you really like, Jayvante? Like a genre? Like horror? I think of horror immediately.
I like
makeup.
Horror. I really took a fascination in A Nightmare on Elm Street because Freddy's makeup took a good 16 hours alone, just his face. So that's what started me with wanting to go into that field. And my father, he graduates in September for regular computers and design with movies. So.
Oh, neat. So you two could actually do something together, maybe. Mm-hmm. Do you do anything like on yourself for Halloween or your friends?
I do on Halloween.
What do you do?
I was Kiss.
I love it. I love it. You know, in Kiss, Joe, we're probably not too far apart in age. I mean, mm-hmm. you remember Kiss being a huge band.
Oh, yeah.
And so you did the whole, like, I'm trying to remember, like, Gene Simmons, you've got the kind of, like, jet black makeup on your face, and that had to be kind of fun to do. How did you do that? Is there black makeup? I guess there must be.
It's black and white makeup.
Oh, neat. That had to be a lot of fun. Joe, how has this relationship changed your perspective on things? I would imagine that Jayvante really, certainly he adds to your life, but I'll bet you're just the way you look at things has maybe changed a bit.
Yeah, I think I've learned to be a lot more patient. And I guess I thought when I first went into this, I could, you know, show up on day one and, you know, change things and influence Jayvante. But I realized, you know, he's his own person and, you know, I can have some positive influence on him, but he has his own ideas and opinions and things that, you know, he wants to do, and sometimes I have to be a little patient and do things that maybe I'm not as quite as excited about, but I know it's really fun for Jay, so yeah, I guess being more sharing and patient, it's really taught me to those two things.
Yeah, and those are things that apply to just about any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And is it less, I don't want to say less work, but I guess I am going to say less work. I would imagine a lot of people think that you're going to have to plan and lead and figure out things, but I think based on other conversations we've had, it's really more like hanging out, right?
Yeah, yeah, it is. I mean, one of the things that we like to do is just meet for dinner after work. You know, when Jay's out after school, we'll just go to Eaton Park and have dinner and hit the bookstore afterwards. So it's more just kind of hanging out and, you know, having somebody to talk to.
And Jayvante, what do you like to read?
I really enjoy graphic novels.
Excellent. Do you have a favorite or a series or author that you like?
I believe his name is Jeff Kinney.
Uh-huh. It'd be hard for me to pick one in particular. Well, Christine Pace is here, too. Hello. I'm glad you're here.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
And do you want to tell me a little bit more about these guys or about what's happening lately?
Well, you know, they kind of downplayed some of the things they do together, but I remember they went to, I think it was the movie theater in East Liberty, where you got to see local,
it was a short film festival.
Yeah, like
local
a short film
films
festival.
Were made, and we screened them at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds...
Just, you know, Jay, he's really interested in movies and movie making. So.
Have you made films?
I don't. My mother did. She went to Kappa.
And that's both your parents. You've got filmmaking in your genes, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And, you know, Art Institute can really... give you great training for that. Do you like movies as well?
Oh, I love to go to the movies. Yeah.
So that gives you something in common immediately. You mentioned the Apple Store too, going there, and I gather do you still make films? Do you still make movies, or do you still make movies at all, or are you looking at stuff like computer generated animation or anything, or are you more focused on, you know, the actual actors? And
I'm more focused on the actual actors and the dedication it takes to make them and what they need to be for the film.
Yeah, I see that too. I was watching a movie. It's a movie with the train that Unstoppable. It's called Unstoppable. Denzel Washington is in it, and it's the first movie where I could really detect where the live action ended and the computer generated stuff began, and I was kind of bummed that I could tell the computer generated part of it. And it really made me, I mean, that stuff can be cool, I guess, but the live action stuff is a lot more thrilling and the challenge of that.
What made me excited when they called and, you know, told me that they did this, I thought, wow, for the, you know, Joe to kind of research and find an activity for them to do together, something that would really make Jay excited. So I think that's a good thing about their match, is they're doing some unusual things, and Joe, you know, tries to find activities that, you know, pique Jay's interest and things that they can do together.
That's great. If you had to sum up your, this is going to be a tough one here, sum up your relationship in three words, do you know what three words you would pick? And while you're thinking, I'll mention the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is always looking for more bigs and more littles, right?
You know, it's funny. I think we have a reputation that we have a long wait list for children, and that's not accurate. We need littles. We need bigs. So on either side, if you know somebody who is looking to get a big brother or a big sister, or there's adults out there that, you know, want to be bigs, we definitely need both. So.
And you can reach them at bbbspittsburgh.org, bbbspittsburgh.org, or 412-363-6100. Okay, figure out your three words.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
I was thinking fun, challenging, and rewarding.
Confidence, openness, and rewarding.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. I like that. Well, we got a radio patch for you. You can add this to a costume of your choice. And I know that you're kind of old for the Children's Museum, but there's still a lot to do. You could go up there today. There's actually, our make shop is pretty cool to look at. There's sewing and also soldering and like actual industrial equipment to make things with. And if not today, maybe some other time, or maybe with your little brother. How old is he, by the way?
He will be 4 on March 21st. Oh,
he may want to flip you for that.
Never get him out of here once you get him over here.
He really enjoys it here. He loves the water table and everything. We try to take him often.
I'm glad. Anything else to mention?
No, just thanks, Larry, for having us. It's always, we appreciate getting to highlight our matches and show what we're doing over at Big Brothers.
Well, it's our pleasure. And did you guys have anything else that you wanted to say? You guys are clearly a great match.
No, just thanks for having us on here. And thanks to Christine for having me in Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Thanks so much for being here today. And just a pleasure to have Joe Wilcox and Javonte and Christine. Thank you for being here and for everything you do at Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Mm-hmm.